We've talked about teaching for the past week in the broad-based national discussion about teacher performance and student performance. One significant area is often overlooked, and essayist Carolyn Busior says that's a problem.
I recently entered a profession in which too many of us get no training, are given enormous responsibilities, solicit sex from minors, and have unfortunate things happen to us, like having our hair set on fire. The pay averages $14,400 per year. When author and teacher Frank McCourt wrote that teachers are, quote, the downstairs maid of professions, he tipped his hand. Like many educators, he had forgotten us substitute teachers down in the sub-basement. I got my first call to sub at age 47. At this age, as an average American woman, I had spent 1 month looking for lost objects and 16 years sleeping. What I hadn't devoted a single minute to was learning how to teach children. In my 2.5 years as a substitute teacher, I learned plenty on the job. While working on my book about substitute teaching, I also did plenty of research. Here's a short quiz to test your own knowledge about substitute teaching. Question number one. For which of the following reasons was a substitute teacher hired? A. To cover for a middle school teacher in Texas who was stuck in an abandoned oil well. B. To fill in for an elementary school teacher in Ohio who scheduled herself to turn tricks at a local motel during the school day. The answer is B. A fourth grade female teacher used a school computer and Craigslist to arrange a time to work as a prostitute. The time was a school day afternoon, so she asked for a substitute teacher. Question number two. By the time they finish high school, most American students will be taught by substitute teachers for nearly a year. A bill currently before Congress, called the Substitute Teaching Improvement Act, seeks to do what? A. Improve training for the nation's 500,000 substitute teachers. B. Limit the number of days teachers can be gone from the classroom. Or C. Demand that all substitute teachers bring their own lesson plans, sack lunches, and duct tape. Answer A. Improve training. School children have a sub for about a year of their education. Yet 77% of school districts currently do not train their substitute teachers. Number three, subbing can be dangerous. Which of the following has a student done to his or her substitute teacher? A. Poisoned the sub's coffee with classroom hand sanitizer. B. Hit the sub in the head with a dodgeball, repeatedly and at full force, causing lifelong headaches. C. Punched the sub in the face. D. Thrown a cell phone at the sub. E. Taunted the sub, then shot a video with a cell phone and posted it on YouTube. F. All of the above. Unfortunately, the answer is F. All of the above. Question number four. Lately, researchers are telling us a lot about why and when teachers are absent. Which of the following statements is not true? A. The type of teacher who uses the most discretionary days off is female, with a middle amount of experience and a fairly long commute to work. B. The type of school where teachers are absent most are large, elementary schools with a high percentage of low-income students. Or C. The day of the week when teachers are absent most is Monday. Answer C. Mondays are the second most common day teachers call in. Fridays are the most common. In Milwaukee Public Schools, for example, 24 of the top 25 most missed days in 2006-2007 were Fridays or Mondays. And finally, number five, substitute teachers are not always angels themselves in the classroom. Which of the following have subs really told their students? A. That mommy and daddy are really Santa Claus. B. That makeup causes cancer. C. That he had a gun in his car and would use it if they didn't finish their assignment. D. That he urinated in a cup in the classroom because he didn't trust leaving them unattended. Or E, all of the above. Answer, again, unfortunately, all of the above. If you're thinking of working as a substitute teacher, here's a couple tips. It's a competitive market. School districts are flooded with applications in this economy. If your district doesn't train you, train yourself. Read books, go on websites. I paid $100 for a day-long workshop for new subs, taught by the Wisconsin company Team Educators. The classroom was overflowing with people who held college degrees in hotel management, public relations, and sports medicine. There was a realtor, a midwife, and a disc golf promoter. We learn countless tips to handle medical emergencies, discipline students, and manage the classroom. But the ultimate tip I learned after class from a woman I'll call Trudy. Trudy worked for a school district locating substitutes. She told me that teachers often request specific subs and sometimes name subs they do not want. Then, Trudy said she knew the ultimate tip, something subs should avoid at any cost, the worst thing they can do, what teachers complain most about in their phone calls with her. What is it? I asked. Don't ever, ever eat the teacher's candy.
Carolyn Busior is a freelance writer in Milwaukee. She's currently working on a memoir about substitute teaching. There's a link to her essay on the subject that ran in the New York Times in January from WUWM.com. That's also where you can find an archive of all of our Project Milwaukee interviews and WUWM feature stories from the past week. Lake Effect is produced by the hardest working and best looking team in radio, working all week with nary a must hair. We have technical director Dan Harmon, arts producer Bonnie North, coordinating producer Stephanie Lecce, and intern Kirsten Wisniewski. And we are heartbroken to say goodbye this week to intern Lucian Young, who's been a master of many radio arts over the past 9 months. We will miss him, but we'll look forward to watching his meteoric rise to success. I'm Mitch Tyke. Have a terrific weekend, and please join us back here on Monday and every weekday morning at 10. For Lake Effect from WUWM HD, Milwaukee Public Radio.